Lord, hallelujah. Welcome to New Charis Ministry, and you're welcome to our online service. Beloved, I must say a big thank you for the great testimonies you keep sharing with us. And we thank God for being with us and for giving us those testimonies. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, but they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the opportunity you have given us. We thank you for the many miracles, many great testimonies you keep, oh God, doing in our lives. We pray, oh God, and commit today's service and sermon unto your hands. Father, speak through me, speak to us, correct us, rebuke us, direct us, impact us, and make our lives better. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, because of the COVID protocols we keep in, today we are not going to take too much time here so as to reduce the risk. Hallelujah. So pardon me, today it will be a brief sermon, but God is going to speak to us. Hallelujah. Our main text is coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 17. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 17. I read, "You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves and stand still. You will see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." Hallelujah. This is a great prophecy that came after Israel were confronted with an opposition that they themselves thought and knew they would not be able to, defeat. But they cried out unto the Lord, and this prophecy came, and God gave a very important strategic prophecy, a word for the Israelites that would change our lives forever. Though this prophecy was given to the Israelites in time of battle, it is very relevant for us today. The Ammon and Moabs were people that when Israel came out of Egypt, God told them to spare them and not to destroy them. So basically, Israel thought that these people owed them some allegiance, owed them a favor. But it got to a time that these people had grown very powerful and in strength, in army, and were very fearful. The Israelites said, "God, you know we cannot defeat these people. These are people you let us spare them. But look at how they are going to reward us." In life, there are times that the people that we have invested, the people that we have done some favors, the people that we have helped in business and in other things, will grow and will be in certain positions, but will refuse to help us, but will refuse to be loyal to us, but will refuse to acknowledge the help that we have given them. And that is the situation that the Israelites found themselves in. People that they spared have become powerful and want to kill them. What did Israelites do? The Israelites stayed focused, committed themselves into prayer, and in prayer, this prophecy came out. The prophecy said, "Position yourself, stand still, and see the redemption that me, the Lord, I, the Lord, will bring unto you. Hallelujah. Today's sermon is entitled Position Yourself. Hallelujah. God, in his redemption plan for the Israelites, told them, position yourself. Hallelujah. Position yourself. God was ready to save the Israelites, but gave them this, that you position yourself. Why is God telling them to position themselves? It is a battle, and the Israelites knew where the battle was going to take place. Israelites knew where they will have to stand. So to position yourself means to plan to get ready for something that you have knowledge of. When you don't have a plan, you cannot position yourself. Hallelujah. So you may have read this scripture, and you may have believed it, and you want to tap into the scripture. But beloved, you cannot tap into this scripture without having a plan. To position yourself is to take stand at where you already know, at where you want to go, at where you want to be. So it takes planning to take a position. Hallelujah. So as every believer who is expecting God to do great things in your life in this year, 2020, you need to have a plan. A plan that you have involved God to draw. You need to know where you are going. If you don't know where you are going, you're going to be lost. People are just going to direct you and change your direction and move you anyhow because you don't know where you are going. So you need to have a plan as a believer. Hallelujah. 2021 is going to be a great year for you if only you take position. And in taking position, you need a plan. Hallelujah. Without planning, you cannot take position. You cannot position yourself. Hallelujah. It is very important. We keep saying that we want to do this, we want to do that, but we do not have any way that we want to use to get to where we want to be. If you want promotion and you know that it requires training, get to school. If it is business and you need funds, plan towards how to get funds for your business. You need to take your position by planning. You just don't wake up and walk around and do your things anyhow. Then it is evening, then there's morning. You just flow with the times. No. If you want God to bless you and change your destiny, involve him in a planning meeting. Hallelujah. Plan by involving Christ in the plan. Hallelujah. You need to focus and have a plan. Don't you live your life like that, just how it comes. No, have a plan. Know where you are going towards and plan towards it. If it is towards school and you need to better your grades to get to school, start working on bettering your grades. If you want to start a business, start saving money and working towards, you know, your business. Start saving and planning and start learning from people who are already in the business. Take position. God had the power to just redeem the Israelites without asking them to take position. But in every miracle, there is that element of human, you know, desire, that element of human need, that element of human want, that element of human touch in it. Hallelujah. And that is the very reason why God said they should take position. And in a battle that he has asked them to take position, the next thing that God told them is to stand still. Hallelujah. How can you plan for a battle and take your position, yet you need to stand still? Just look at a team on the soccer field
going to play a match and a coach has arranged them and told them whatever they need to do on the field. As to this person playing number 8, as to this person playing number 7, as to this person playing in defense. When it got to the match, the football match, the coach just told them that stand still. Don't just kick any ball. Just stand in your position. God was telling them that you need to prepare. You need to be ready for the battle. But me, the Lord, is the only source of your victory. So in every adventure, there is the human effort and there is the divinity effort. The effort that comes from Christ, the part of God to play. Hallelujah. So in every agenda, God has a role to play. Although he is capable of doing it without you, he still wants you to plan. And that is why he told the Israelites to take position. So do not live your life and say that because you have a big God, because God is with you, and because we serve a miracle-working God, because we serve a God who is all-knowing and all-powerful, you will not do anything for your life. Even in battles that God was about to do a very great wonder, he asked them to take position. And that is what God wants to do in your life. Although he wants to change your life, although he can turn things around, although he can just speak and instruct for things to happen in your life, he wants you to go through the mill. He wants you to take position, get training, plan, prepare yourself for the kind of miracle he wants to give you. Hallelujah. When it got onto the battlefield, God told them to stand still. That is where enya mahoden enya menyansa nanso eyewu ewrade ebem. You have all the qualification, yet divine power is what is sustaining you, is what is making things work for you. He says, learn, plan, be hardworking, be very, very, very accountable, be very, very, very accommodating, be very, 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 you know, very, very careful, seek excellence, but I will make the victory come. So when you take position, and when you involve Christ, when you involve the hand of divinity, when you involve Christ in everything that you do, every step that you do, that is the place of standing still for God to do the rest. Man prepares for a battle, but victory comes from the Lord. You prepare your horses, you prepare your tools, you prepare your things for battle, but the victory will come from him. And this is the same thing that God is saying in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. He is saying that, plan, take position, but I am the Lord, I'll bring victory unto you. And he's saying that, stand still. He is powerful. He is much more creative. He controls and has the whole world in his hand. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There is nothing that he cannot do. Yet he says, take position. This year, don't leave planning out of anything that you do. And after you have planned, don't leave the divine power out of everything that you do. How did they involve divinity for this prophecy to come? They gathered and they prayed. Hallelujah. If you're a believer and you're expecting divinity to work for you, if you're expecting God to to brew some kind of favor onto your business, onto your academics, onto your career, it is time for you to seek him in prayer. This prophecy came when they were shaken and they were afraid. They gathered and they prayed, and in the prayer, this prophecy came. If you are a believer, you need to seek God in prayer. Amania to uwe nijemu uwa maniemu asembi na to insofye bi na akwa koto akwa kotro bibi na akwa koji akwa koya bompaye. Seek the Lord in prayer for his divine hand to follow you. Hallelujah. He says that and stand still. What planning you have planned? You have gone to school. Yes, we know. We are crouching in. Yes, why are you man at check? Ampa, what tomadi na check? Itu ni mewuni omanina. Now so no se wa unfa we ni anto nyango ponswa. Akola kete enede ni nyansa babebu. It takes the grace of God and the divine hand of God to protect you from frosties. God wants you to equip yourself with skills, equip yourselves with all the necessary things that you need in your career, but be dependent on him. He told the Israelites to stand still. To stand still is to wait for the divine hand for a miracle. And after standing still, when you involve divinity, when you plan, and you involve divinity, you involve God, you involve Christ in your planning, the result is victory. He says that, stand still and you will see the salvation that the Lord will bring to you. Hallelujah. So after planning and after involving Christ, divinity will show up and will bring you salvation that you need. You are not planning for planning's sake. You are planning because you need a resource. And in the results, God being God and being powerful, he will show up for you and he will bring that results that you need. You are working hard, not for working hard's sake. You want the business to boom. You want your career to soar. You want your children to do well. You want your family to be a good family. You want your marriage to do well. That is why you are planning. That is why you are taking position. And divinity will make sure that you will never plan in vain. Divinity will make sure that your cries will never be in vain. Divinity will make sure that you seek of the Lord will come to pass. Hallelujah. Do not be dismayed. Do not be dismayed. The enemy is coming after you. You know that they that are chasing you are many, and you don't have the strength to fight them. But God is saying, do not be dismayed. Ema wabo entu, ema ore enhu, ema osroni ohu entu, for we need to meet a radeso. Na me, ena me yamao. Udiye nyaku kudro, na jina. Na me nyaku pon, me de victory bi, me de nkuni, me diye bebeba, wabrabo mua. Ube hunu se mi erade. Hallelujah. Just involve Christ. And the more you involve him, he will work great miracles for you. In the battle, the people took their position. And God moved among them. And the people who were coming after the Israelites started fighting among themselves and killing themselves. This is the mighty God we serve. And that is why he told them that stand still. Stand still. Because he was going to work marvelously and he did not need any human help. He told them to stand still. There are people that you have helped. There are people that you have pushed in your office. There are people that you have pushed in your business. There are your friends, families, and children that you have helped, pushed, and now they've gotten to certain level, and they are not minding you. They are actually fighting against you. God says, do not worry. Oh, do not worry. He has heard your cry. He says, take position, and I, the Lord, will fight for you. All that God needs from you is to involve him. Start praying, involving him, calling upon him to make it work for you. In times we think that our experience will take us through. In times we think that the people we know will take us through. In times we think that our friends, our family, our name, our brilliance will take us through. But our brilliance can fail us. Our friends can fail us. Our family can fail us. But only God, that when we depend on him, he will never fail us. And that is why he says, involve me. Stand still. Divinity will show up for you. Hallelujah. God is with us. He will show up and take care of the opposition that want to take your life. Beloved, this is an opportunity for you to start and rekindle your prayer life, to start and rekindle your life by involving Christ in every step that you take, by planning and praying. We plan and pray, and divinity work the rest. Hallelujah. This is what you need to do. This year, 2020, is planning and pray, taking action by standing still, focusing on God for the miracle that he will show up for you. When you plan, you don't sit. When you plan, you don't sit. You plan to take position. It's mema planning in your book, mu planning. Mema o planning in your just a tro. Mema o planning in your nyoma, e wo wipe ni mu keke. Now, so to an amon, take position. Your taking position means that you are planning and you are taking action. Do not just plan. Everybody got a plan. But they that succeed are those that work out their plan. Those that take action. You know what you want to do. If you keep just saying it without any action, it will just be a plan. Nanka, nanso, naketri. Hallelujah. God wants to give you a helping hand. Just take your position. Hallelujah. Shall we be on our feet? And let's pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you for your hand upon our life. We thank you for this message. We thank you for your great miracles. We thank you for all that you are doing in our life. Today you have asked us to take position, to plan, to take action, involving you and making you the center of our lives. Father, we pray that you continue to take care of us. Give us the strength so we can make you the center of our lives. Give us the ability so we can plan and take action. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Beloved, thank you for tuning in into our broadcast. And we pray that God has used us to be a blessing unto you. Check our numbers that is scrolling on the screen. Call us if you need any prayer, if you need any help in your Christian life. If you have any question, you can call us and we'll be glad to speak with you. We pray that this week will be a great week for you. Shalom, peace, and the power of God be with you in the mighty name of Jesus.